how do I find balance between jujitsu, work, my jujitsu family, and non-jujitsu family? Like, we have all these buckets, right? And we transition between these groups of people. I'll tell you flat out, it's not easy. Schedule, in my opinion, is number one conflict when it comes to training jujitsu. And balancing it, having a healthy balance, it is a key to your success. We want to train jujitsu as much as we can, but we can't ignore our families at home. We can't. Without them, our lives will not exist. They will not be cohesive. They will not be healthy. At the same time, if we give up jujitsu and spend all the time at home, well, some of you might be saying, I'm going to go crazy. I need to get out of the house. I need to separate myself from work. Matter of fact, a lot of students find being on the mat as they get, quote unquote, get away time from work, from family, from the day-to-day operations. So finding a happy balance between work, home, jiu-jitsu, and friends, it is very, very important. This is where it's very difficult to answer the question, I think, in a cookie cutter perspective, simply because our lives are different. A mechanic is going to have a very different life than a doctor, than a police officer. Some of us are on a rotating schedules. Some of us are stay-at-home moms and dads, and we have a little bit more time, or a little bit more flexibility. I shouldn't say high time. I should say a little bit more flexibility when it comes to, you know, coming to classes and so on. Some of us are retired and we have nothing else to do and we are here all the time. Listen, this is where really you need to ask yourself a question, is what is important to you? And you need to create a priority list. Do you have other hobbies than jiu-jitsu? Are they important to you? How much time do you want to spend on them? What I think is extremely, extremely, extremely important to identify and acknowledge here to ourselves is that we all of us, we have 24 hours in a day. There is no cheating around that. We have 24 hours in a day. There is time in a day to spend time with family, to do work, to go to jiu-jitsu, and spend time with friends outside of the academy. There is. The question is, what is more important? How do you slice this? How do you balance this? And that's something that I think we all have to figure out very, very carefully and on our own or within the very close, trusted circle that we have between the academy, between the families, and so on. I do encourage you to talk to your instructors, all right? We don't have to spend 7 days a week, 4 hours a day at the academy to become really effective and really, really good at jiu-jitsu. A smart training schedule is critical to your success, right? Two, spending a significant amount of time at home is important, and obviously completing your work and continue driving your career is obviously important. That's what pays the bills. That's what pays for the jiu-jitsu. Let's be honest. Without our work, we can't pay for jiu-jitsu and we won't be able to train. That's why we're going to be cranky and this vicious circle just continues. So one, talk to your family. See what their expectations are. Talk to your instructors. Talk to your peers. I always say quality, not quantity, what is really important. Develop a strong training schedule. Stick to it. Be very, very critical of yourself, whether you do come or you don't come. Do you skip classes or do you show up? That's really the important. Once the schedule is in place and everything is nicely balanced and you stick to the schedule, I am confident that your success is going to be really, really, really high. Not only from jiu-jitsu perspective, but from the life perspective and career perspective. So don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to balance things according to your lifestyle. At the same time, don't sacrifice for jiu-jitsu for other things. Maybe there are things in your life that could be removed from your life that right now are not as important. You know, some of us call this a bad habit. You know, maybe we watch Netflix or movies or whatever the case is and we're wasting time. Maybe we're scrolling through TikTok or doing other things. Maybe we could be listening to a podcast, or maybe we could be watching an instructional. That is jiu-jitsu education as well. Don't underestimate power of video. Don't underestimate power of podcast. All these things are here to help you, but none of it will ever replace being on the mat. If I can help you to develop a good training pattern, good training schedule, Even though you're not in my academy, feel free to reach out. I'm always happy to provide an outsider perspective and help you in any capacity I can. If you want to do that, please contact me via my Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ, and I'll be happy to answer your question and help you any way I can. Until then, keep on training. Peace.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.